Security at President Bush's inauguration next week will, of course, be very tight. Officials say they have no information about any terrorist plans to disrupt the swearing-in, the parade, or any of the evening's balls. But this is the first inauguration since 9/11. And as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, authorities say they're not taking any chances.
Much of Homeland Security is about deterrence, making terrorists believe security is so tight it's not worth the effort to attack. That's why officials had a full arsenal on display near the Capitol building this week when they announced security plans for the 55th presidential inauguration. There were canine units from the Metro Transit Police and bomb-sniffing dogs from the Army, high-tech mobile command centers for the Secret Service, the Federal Protective Service, the Park Service, and the D.C. Emergency Management Agency were also on display. Captain Clay Morgan of the Military District of Washington showed off the kind of gear his group will have ready just in case.
Well, our mission is to conduct search and rescue, technical rescue operations in the National Capital Region in support of federal or military contingencies. The gear that you see here is our normal equipment for operating in confined spaces and collapsed structures. So we've got Scott air packs.
Indeed, in a town where tight security has become the norm, this inauguration has brought it to new heights. Black Hawk helicopters and fighter jets will patrol the skies. Sensors will be used to detect chemical, biological, or radiological weapons. Snipers will be stationed on rooftops along the parade route. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says the planning's been going on for more than a year.
You can well imagine that the security for this occasion will be unprecedented. Protective measures will be seen. There'll be quite a few that are not seen. Our goal is that any attempt on the part of anyone or any group to disrupt the inaugural will be repelled by multiple layers of security.
Ridge says about 6,000 law enforcement personnel will guard the downtown area, many of them detailed from police departments across the country. These officers will be reinforced by 2,500 members of the military. Tighter than usual flight restrictions will be imposed around the entire Washington, D.C. area, and downtown businesses have been required to have special inaugural day restrictions.
Good morning. Welcome back. Hotel guests here. Been here a few days now. Welcome back, sir.
Hotels, such as the JW Marriott, just a block from the White House, are requiring guests to show their room keys before entering the lobby. This hotel, like many other businesses along Pennsylvania Avenue, will be filled to capacity by those who want a good seat for the parade. The Secret Service has been in close touch with these businesses to help make sure those spectators don't pose a threat. In fact, the almost 750,000 people expected to attend either the swearing-in or the parade will be screened before they can enter a multi-block restricted area. Ticketed guests at the Capitol are being told not to bring backpacks, signs, baby strollers, laser pointers, and other items listed in this recorded phone message.
Sticks, poles, pepper spray, mace, knives, blades, or sharp objects of any length. Explosives of any kind, including fireworks, firearms and ammunition, either real or simulated.
The Secret Service has a similar list for parade watchers, warning that bags larger than 8 inches by 6 inches by 4 inches won't be allowed. No one will put a dollar figure in what all this security will cost, but it's estimated to be in the tens of millions of dollars. Capitol Hill Police Chief Terrence Gaynor says the goal is to keep the terrorists guessing.
There's no intel that indicates that there's a specific threat. That's the one good news. The bad news continues to be that we think that terrorists, Al-Qaeda and others, would like to disrupt America, and this is a pretty attractive nuisance, as they say in the law business.
That's because almost the entire federal government, plus other dignitaries, will be together at one time on Capitol grounds. To help stop infiltrators, Gaynor has demanded fingerprinting and background checks for some 5,000 reporters and other workers who'll be present at the swearing-in. While a lot of people seem resigned to all this extraordinary security, at least one member of Congress has complained. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton thinks a lot of the measures are excessive, and she's pushed the Secret Service to keep local streets open for as long as possible.
They would close this whole place down if we let them. And I can guarantee you this, we're not going to let them.
But in fact, next week, much of Washington, D.C. will be inside a very tight ring of security. Officials say that once inside the ring, they hope people will have a very good time. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.